This year is different than other shiurim. This year is being sponsored by Rabbi and Mrs. Kowalski. This year is different than other shiurim. Since it was Yontif Shavuos, it was the end of last week, so it wasn't time to pay shiur. So I figured I asked a few people if they'd be interested in hearing the shiurim that I get from Rabbonim. So I said gladly. So maybe I'll do more often. Maybe I wouldn't have to always prepare for a shiur. Okay.
Don't admit it.
All right. Okay. All right. One shiur. Which cheese are sugar hard cheeses? For the halachas of waiting 6 hours. Wheat sitter, cheddar, and monster cheese, hard cheese, is okay. You don't have to wait 6 hours. The only shaila is on the Parmesan cheese. And then there's machoikas of Tim Rabbonim. You have to wait 6 hours or not wait 6 hours. We're not to wait on 6 hours of Parmesan cheese. However, we are samach lahako that if it's melted, that if there's a Yad Yehuda says when it's melted, then it doesn't have the halacha of the charifus of Parmesan cheese anymore. So maybe if it's melted, then you don't have to wait 6 hours. So it's a regular, let me finish. So any regular cheese, Parmesan cheese, the minig is to wait 6 hours. There are people that, some people are even making on that. However, we know it to be machma. However, if it's melted already, then you don't have to wait, then you do not have to wait 6 hours. Yes.
Is it because of the age
or
because it's the Greeks?
I don't know.
Because there's
another
sharp cheese,
Romano,
this Romano,
I don't know about the cheeses. I don't know. These are the only
types
of cheeses I know about. I don't know.
Yeah. The only merit of the stuff still in America, all those European, those brick cheeses.
Yeah.
Those are 6 hour cheeses.
Yeah. We're talking about the American cheeses.
No,
the European.
American.
I remember when I was in Switzerland. There's a certain hard cheese that you couldn't use a regular knife. You have to use a saw to cut. They had a special thing to cut the cheese.
Those are for sure.
Huh?
The cheddar cheese is aged 6 months. Sometimes they are aged.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
In the Yad Yehuda, you make a chiluk if it's mikra or not.
We're not mechalter mikra now. What should I say?
What about
one at a time. Yeah. Yeah.
Shmuel says it's only the cheeses that you need that salt as a name.
Yeah.
And even
so, according to him, Shamish should be okay. Then also.
The one they saw, the crumble Parmesan.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if the crumbs could be okay. We're talking about if it's the Yehuda is talking about if it's melted. If it's shtickly, you know, sometimes you buy in a bag, it's already crumbled, shredded already. I'm not so sure if you can remember. Those are machma 6 hours. I'm not sure they're machma on that type because it's shredded. Because still, the reason is when it's melted, it's not the same anymore. But it's the same cheese. If it's not melted, I don't know. The real, like Rabbi Fishman said before, the real hard cheese that comes from Europe itself, those have to wait 6 hours. We're talking about the American cheese. The American hard cheeses. So it's the Munster cheese or it's the cheddar cheese. Then there's no, they don't have to wait 6 hours. And Parmesan is a Shiloh. Yes.
You mentioned in passing that there are sheetos that hold even if it's not melted that to be makelon.
What?
You mentioned in passing that there are sheetos to be made makelon.
There are some sheetos on makelon. He mentioned himself. He just mentioned another Shmuel Kamnetsky.
But who were you referring to?
That's the minute guy. It was all the years was like this until Shmuel Kamnetsky came out. We all machmen and Parmesan cheese. Huh? What was his swag? Because it's a real hard cheese. You have to use a special knife to cut. But the regular hard cheese is not the hard cheese that Chazal was talking about. All right, listen.
It doesn't linger. All
right. Next thing. This is a common shaila. If an unauthorized person in a shul tells the chazan not to say tachnun, and the chazan proceeded and said kaddish, is it too late to say tachnun? I'm sure in many shuls. Huh? What?
Okay.
All right, so the question is, what do you do? Like usual, machlokes. Okay, machlokes. In the sefer, Isha Yisrael brings down from Shemdech HaZaynish that the Shatz made a mistake and he started Kaddish. Right after Chazos HaShatz, you don't go back to say Tachnun. You don't go back to say Tachnun.
Why?
Let me finish. He quotes from Chaim Kaneski that if the Shatz said the word, he said the first word, Yiskado, that's it. Avaz Manai. And you don't have to say Tachnun after Kaddish and not after Davening. That's the quotes of Chaim Kaneski. Mistama is like Avaz Manai of Balta Kabana. You find the same halacha. Marshal, someone, we once mentioned in the shir that what happened to someone, he davened Shachris, he davened Pesukah Zimra, and he's holding near the end of Pesukah Zimra, he's holding by Ishtabach, and they say, the Adam says Baruch Hu, and he's still by mistake, instead of finishing off Ishtabach, he starts the Baruch of Yetzer Arab. So the question is, does he go, what does he do? The question is, the same svar, Ava Azmanai, Vato Kabanai, that's it. You start Yetzer Arab, you don't go back to say Ishtabach. You don't go back to say Ishtabach. So that's Negea, that's what they hold. However, she saw quotes, other pipes can hold, they should say, Tachnun after Chati Kaddish, and say again, and say Tachnun, and say Chadish Kaddish again, after the Tachnun. Shlomo Zalman, in the Halicha Shlomo says, that you should say, right after the Kaddish, you should say Tachnun, and say Asher Voltzin, not say second Kaddish. You know, just to finish off the Kaddish, the Chati Kaddish, and then you say Tachnun, and then you say Asher Voltzin. I'm sure it happens in almost many shuls, no? Any Gaboyim here? They could tell you. Huh?
The yard
side. Yeah? Alright. Okay.
What's
Lamaisa? Lamaisa, I tell people like I'm showing his armor. Say what it's called. Say, you know, say that, finish off the Chati Kaddish, say the Tachton, say Asher Vatzin, that's it. Right.
But even a
Yachin,
like he wants to sit up by himself?
Huh? Even a Yachin, what are you Yachin? How does Shachton mistake with it? He's not saying Chati Kaddish.
Everything
you daven when
he's
Chassidus Shkibos,
they never
think
Tachton,
because
they have
yards
every day. I mean, you go with that?
The shuls? If you daven there, then you go call into the minig. I mean, there is a marker for a minig. We don't hold of it, but there is a marker for it. Huh? I'm just telling Maisa Shaya Kachaya, okay?
You're not supposed to say Tachnun, or you're supposed to say Tachnun, and an authorized person says, don't say Tachnun.
Yeah?
So what should you do?
Same halacha. It's just a Maisa Shaya Kachaya, but even an authorized person made a mistake. Or a person who's dying from and made a mistake. Okay. Next thing.
So how about
the
sister's
Pachminion?
They're told
that
not to say Tachnun,
because that's the Eidekah, it's going to be a bris. There is. If there's a bris in that shul, you don't say Tachnun anyway. If you're on the shul, and they're going to say there's going to be a bris, let's say 8 o'clock, so all the Mianim before 8 o'clock, don't say Tachnun. All the Mianim after that have to say Tachnun. All right. No, Chassan is just for that minion, that's it. Don't get carried away. Okay? Alright. Someone verbally agreed to buy a house at a certain price and then was able to pull the necessary funds together. Does the owner have any claims against him? The claims of mamonos and so on. The din is, there's a whole sim in Shulchan Aruch about it, in sim reish dal and choshem mishpat, and the most he can have is a tiny. There's no tzvias mamon, most can be chusamana, and so on. But there's no tzvi of mamon. There's no kinyanim. There were no kinyanim. So maybe there's no. He really can't do. He can't be mechayim any money. Even though he could claim, you know, other people would have had other people have been on the house, and now they're not here anymore. Too bad.
Doesn't dina machusa dina play a role?
What?
Dina de machusa dina, does that not play a role?
Not when it's connected to Yisrael.
Okay.
Yeah, he can have tainus. Engel chomin nachimena. There are. He can have tainus. That's why I say he can have tainus. Engel chomin mena. He should be mafayis and whatever it is. Of a tvius the moment, he cannot tvius the moment.
When you make an offer on a house, you do it with a contract, and there's usually a mortgage contingency. So you're telling the person that if you can't get a mortgage, you're backing out.
If you have a contract, And there's a way to get out of contract, then there's no problem with someone else or not.
Typical offers.
That's not always like that. The Hamish way is, you know how it goes. You give a word, you can buy it, and so on. Well, some people, if you have a contract. If you have a contract, God just is telling the mortgage, then he can't have any titles. He didn't get a mortgage, and so on. Of course, you're right, 100% right. If you have a contract, then you go bust the contract. Because they're both in Shabbat services to the contract. Right. Can a kasher rabbi be given a bracha under the chuppah al chasana? Kasher rabbi, same thing with former rabbi. I would say also rabbi from Chavei Torah, from the new Orthodoxy. It's new Orthodoxy also, okay? Open Orthodoxy. We'll get about it in a second. Yes, traditional in a second. Okay. Huh? So-called rabbi, okay? So the question is, can they give a bracha on the chuppah? There's a tshuva nigdas maisha in Eben Ezach and Daud and a simon yud gimel, and also then simon samvav. He says, since they see them all kaif today, they all see the kaifim. And what used to be kasir rabbis, I don't remember, these are people, tamei chachamim, they learned and they could find a panasa, and that's the only thing they found a panasa. Today, that generation is gone. And all today, most of them are JTS seminary or from Hebrew Union College. They come, they're all mitzchila, even though the Moshe writes, even tinnik shenishba. Even the tinnik shenishba, the bracha is not a bracha, and therefore you now have to give them a bracha under a chuppah. So I get, let me finish. So the question is, what do you do? Sometimes you have a rabbi there, sometimes you have no choice, you have to mechav under a chuppah. So I tell him, have me the ksuba. That's what? I can't help it. You got to follow Shulchan Aruch also. Zayde also is follow Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't make a difference. You can't. If the conservative rabbi, you can't give a bracha. The stomach of Zayde is still with the yeshiva man. If you're talking now about Zayde today, maybe 20 years from now will be different. But the Zayde now is probably once learned yeshiva.
You can't give an uncle that's not from.
I didn't say that. I said conservative rabbi.
What's the difference?
There is a big difference. If someone is a conservative rabbi, he says, Joshua shall die free from apikorsis and so on. He speaks all the shita of the, he's the leader of the shita of the conservative movement. He said, our kaifa. A person who's not Shemit Tarmitzis, he never had any chinech, is a tinnik shenishba, then you could give him a bracha. That's different. We're talking about the rabbi.
Okay. Can you call him rabbi?
It says rabbi. You don't say harav. That you don't say harav. Okay. You know they say about that. Even though on tape, I'll say it anyway. Yeah. Satmarov came to America, so he said that he was a mother zach. First he came, he struck him right with mother zach. When everyone signed the letter, it said akotan. That's how people signed the letter. When he came to America, all the rabbis said, harav, harav, harav. But he says, if his hair a little longer, he said, that means HaKotten. Right.
Can you make Saravim for a minion?
What?
You can't make Saravim for a minion either.
No, you can't make Saravim for a
minion. I had a shiloh one time, it was in a base of Chaim, and there was a traditional rabbi.
Traditional rabbi.
Who was a Kohen.
Yeah. 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 So what'd you do?
Am I allowed to go there or not? I didn't realize. I didn't know who he was until afterwards.
The thing is like this: if a rabbi is a kohen, the Tamil Mason, he's not a mechal Shabbos. He's just mumul davechad. He's mumul davechad. I don't know if you can call him that. He's I don't know if you could say he's pasul. Say it's possible for Adis. I don't know if you can say it's possible for Adis.
Was I allowed to be with Sarah in the minion?
Yes. Okay. The Chal traditional rabbis, traditional shuls today are orthodox. Just the only thing is they have mixed seating or no mechitza.
What makes them orthodox?
Huh? They keep Shabbos. They daven the regular nusach. Conserve reform don't have a nusach. They keep one day yantif. Conserve keeps one day yantif. The only thing that mumim is about the seating arrangements in the shul. Besides that, they keep everything.
Don't they have a microphone?
Huh? No, well, I don't know. I don't think so.
The old days, but if tradition was a gayrist or something, would send it to a culture base.
Yes, right. Yes. Yeah. All right. They have a microphone. All right. All right. This is our common shayla that comes up. And either someone was either a Torah. They show a place where they're going to lay. Now let's say Shlishi, Hamishi, whatever it is. And they pointed, the Bakaya pointed, here's what you're going to say, here we're going to start laying from. He made the bracha, and when the Bakaya wanted to lay, he realized he had shown the wrong place. The place he had been shown was one amir ahead. Is there a need to make again a new bracha? And now he's shown the wrong place. He made a bracha because they're going to start from here. In the meantime, it's even 1, 2, 3, 4 dafim ahead or behind, whatever it is. It happens many times by kain. You know, sometimes you can make a mistake. It starts the pasha. Sometimes the pasha start the same, and it makes such a mistake. What do you do? Do you have to make another bracha when he's out of tie or not? So there's a machlokes and the paisim. The bi'alacha, then the simon kuf mem. The bi'alacha brings machlokes. A primogardener medecha chayim. You have to make again a bracha. You have to make again a bracha or not. The primogardener is meko. The chayim says you have to make another bracha. The das teya and Ish Aram and Simon Kuf Mem and Svesh Pei Dalet and also Moshe Nechula, you know, Chayim Chayim Kav, then Simon Vav. The old pastor, the primogardener, you don't have to make a bracha again. What's the reason why? My kavan is, I don't care where he shows me. My kavan is, I gotta leave in a lane. What's in the lane? This page, this column, that column, doesn't make a difference. So he brought us on everything. So Mela, they pass you now like the Dachayim and like the people got him, that you don't have to make again a bracha.
So then there's never a case where you have to make.
Correct. All right. It's good for Gabe to know. Okay? All right.
But here he had in mind where he showed him.
What? The Balkaya, but the guy, the person who's getting the, saying the bracha, he didn't make the bracha. Balkaya didn't make the bracha. The one who gets Saliyah the bracha, he doesn't care where. If here, there, it doesn't make a difference. Alright.
Why? He lanes it quietly.
So what? Who lanes? The one who gets Saliyah lanes it.
Right.
Yeah, so what? But when he made the bracha, bracha was for Aliyah. Didn't care if he started this column or that column. The push is for. Alright. One ate a meal. A person ate a meal. And fell asleep without benching. He woke up 2 hours later, but he still felt full from previous meal. What's that? You know, a good gesunter meal. He still feels from previous meal. What should he do? Can he bench? Would the halacha be different if he ate mezainis and vegetables? What's the halacha? Regabe bracha v'shena is told if he had a shinus kva or not. If he had a shinus kva, which is at least a half hour more, then he has to make again a bracha v'shayna again. But if it was a shinus arai, Mishmuel says in Kuf Ayin Ches, Sifchon Mem Ches, he doesn't have to make again a bracha. That's a kav bracha v'shayna. The kav bracha achreina, it's totally. If we're talking about bread, if it's more than 72 minutes, and he's not roiv machmas, machmas what he ate, then he's not rav. What he ate before, then the din is he does not make a bracha. And same in Bashadvarim, the only nafkamina is if he's a suffolk rav. If he's suffolk, if he's hungry. So by lechem, since he filled himself up mitchila, so to chiv the rice at the bench, so maybe he should make a bracha. But Bashadvarim, like zainis or fruits or vegetables, so on, he doesn't make a bracha again. What? It doesn't make a difference. Tell him if he feels full or not.
But isn't that even if he's up? Because it goes 72 minutes without eating anything that is already full.
No, if he still feels full, you don't have to.
But it's the same phenomenon, isn't it? Whether he's up or asleep.
The only nafkamina is by suffix. That's the only nafkamina is by suffix. Alright. This is a common shayla. I'm sure most of the people never even heard such a shayla. But in people who are bonus have the shayla kaseiru. Someone's grandfather was unfortunately cremated. is an Indian to bury the remains. Russians do, many Russians do, fry Russians do it, many non-religious people do today cremation. 30% statistically, 30% of the population today is cremated. Just something to know. 3 out of 10, that's a lot. In America. Not Jew. I don't know about Jews, not Jewish. Huh? That could be. It probably is cheap. You don't have to buy a plot.
Yeah.
So Shaila is, what do you do with the remains? Can you bury the remains? The remains is ashes. What is this? Just some powder stuff. Something here. So what do you do with it? Are you allowed to bury the Kevi Yisrael or not? When Moshe has a tshuva in your Derech and Gimel, then the Siman Kuf and Zion, that's also to bury the Kevi Yisrael. Someone had himself cremated, you now have to put him in a Jewish cemetery. Same thing, Geshach Chaim speaks on Perek to Zion in Sif Katan and Perek to Zion Ice Test and Beis says, and the same thing speaks out to Michas Alaza in Cheribesim Lam Dallas and Arugas Abaisin Yeridea in Simon Reshim Zion. The reason is because he's going connected to Torah. The person has himself cremated, he's going connected to Torah Gdesha. So in Mela, you now have to bury Kevi Yisrael, because you now have to bury Tzadik to Russia, and someone lets himself be cremated, even though it's a Tzinnish in Israel, according to Yeshitas, let me finish, according to Yeshitas, you're not allowed to bury Kevi Yisrael. There is, however, tshuva in 3DH, from Michi Yaakov Weinberg, there's a common problem in Europe in his time, and Chevi Simon, Simon Kuchav Gimel, he says you're allowed to bury it in Kevi Yisrael, but you have to make dollar amas and also make a fence around it. And the Simon that truly asks what he says, also he adds on, you should not help it. You should have no shaykhs with the cemetery, with burying. Right? If they want to bury and you have no choice, you can let them bury it, but you have to make sure that it's dollar amas away from any other Jewish kever. And also you should not officiate, you should have no shaykhs to that kvur. Because then it shows like he's masking to them. That's what he writes in a tshuva. What?
Do you need to give it to cemeteries?
I don't know. I don't think so. What? Still, there's no way. There's nothing to bury. There's no chiv kvura. There's no chiv kvura. Huh? I know some Russians call me up. I didn't get the shiloh for a while, but I used to get a shiloh from Russians that call me that they came from Russia and they had a small jar of their father or mother in there. And what should I do with it?
Hi.
Is it matama or not?
No, there's no body.
What about the case where the Nazis did it to get the stars and soap on these things? You said it's not the case of Russia then?
You have no choice then.
Then you shouldn't bury it or you shouldn't bury it.
You don't have to bury it. What do you do? There's nothing there.
Right. The urn is in the house,
a Kohen can walk in? Yes, a Kohen can walk in. There's nothing, there's no waste there. All this is ashes, and that's it.
So
when
you run the thing, there's no
need
to bury it.
There's no need at all to bury it, right. You don't have to. If you want to bury it, they can bury it in the backyard, you know what I mean?
Why you have to be Moroccan from another cave if it's not there?
Still, Apple Pecan. Because they did a cremation, Apple Pecan, you don't do it. All right.
What's wrong, so can you say about tattoos?
Huh?
About tattoos.
If someone dies of tattoo, you can leave it on.
You don't have to
take off his tattoo. After he's dead, no. You don't take off his tattoo.
Of course not. I'm talking about burying them with the kibbutz yourself.
If someone has a tattoo, and he's a Baal Tshuva, why not? So a fryid, you can now have to bury in a frum area anyway. You know, COVID started against Russia. You're not allowed to bury a frum non-Shem Shabbos with a Shem Shabbos. You can't. Yeah, Vidui should always say for every year. You can say Vidui. Yeah.
Doesn't Rav Moshe say that if he does Vidui, you know, Kavana, that he could be considered about?
If he is, yes. The Tziba is holding a Milah Shemnesra. Oh, let's hear home. You're diving home. Milah Shemnesra and the son who's knocking on the front door. Who wants to dive in? Sure. Somebody's in the door, got locked, he can't get in. And he's banging on the door. And people are holding Milah Shemnesra. He doesn't know the code. He doesn't can't open the door. He can't read it. Whatever it is, he's knocking at the door. If the knocking is disturbing everybody, then can one of the Mespalim walk over to open the door, even if he's holding a Melech Menasseh? Are you allowed to do it or not? Shaila comes up. This is a Shaila that the Rav asked. The answer is the Sefer Tefillah Kelchasa in Perek Yudbeis and Sif Peivav brings down that if he's not, if he knows he won't be Mekim Menchavim, it's disturbing a lot, he's allowed to go open the door without a hesek, without talking. He calls it the Shem Rav Yashiv. And it's daima, it seems to me it's Pashit. There's daima, let's say a baby's crying. Baby's crying, the Shechon Aruch says, and Simon Tzadik, Mishabur says, and Simon Tzadik Vav, and Sifkon Dalad, the child is crying, you're allowed to pick up the child, or you're allowed to quiet him. Or let's say, Sefer falls down. You're standing here, and across the room, the Sefer falls on the floor, and it bothers you. Even though you can let it stay there, but it's still your kavana, so long as you can walk over to the there, pick up the Sefer, and continue diving there. Rest of Shemnesa. Baby's crying, you're allowed to pick him up. What? You don't go back. You stay where you are.
So when you open the door, you finish
with everybody's door. Well, it depends. If you're blocking people's the entrance, then you should move a little bit. But you should dive around that area. All right?
Even though it's not with the tzibah.
Huh?
Even though it's not with the
tzibah. Doesn't make a difference. Tzibah or not tzibah. If the person's at home, someone's knocking.
No. You say you should continue diving where you open up the door.
Yeah, if you can. Why not?
Different room.
No, you can go back to the room. You can go back to the room. Okay, if it's a different room, then go back to the room. Yeah.
Just going back 2 minutes ago, if a person is not Shomer Shabbos, not Shomer Torah for nothing, the person calls up the house and says, "Have a good Shabbos to the parents, to the children." Does that show their machshir Yiddishkeit? Can they be buried in a?
No. It's only being religion in the heart. You gotta be Shemesh Shabbos, that's the Shemesh Shabbos the way it's supposed to be, and that's
well,
it.
That
means nothing.
Hey, first?
Yes.
If you have to be Masik with Dibor to quiet the baby, and it's gonna be a while, because the baby's screaming and you take him out of the shul, do you repeat Shemon Esrei or?
If you didn't, if it's a big hefsek, then you might have to repeat Shemon Esrei.
Only hefsek.
Yeah, enough kedei ligmas kulas, to daven the whole Shemon Esrei.
What about the shot? Children that are out, that are playing
it's a problem with shul. They have to. All right.
It's disturbing you, but if you feel bad, let's say for the baby, it's also
permissible to do something. If it's only, now you feel bad for the baby, it's disturbing your davening. It has to disturb your davening. So you feel bad for the baby won't remember, guaranteed. That's what I'm guessing. The question is, it disturbs your davening. To bother you means it disturbs because you came to Chavan. The safe is on the floor. How could I daven? You know, but it doesn't. It has to be honestly that it bothers you. All right. What? That's a problem all over like that. You finish. Some people finish your answer faster than they serve. So you go shh, something like that, or you bang on the table or something like that. It bothers you. All right. Can children visit the kever of a parent during the first year of Avelis? What's the meaning? The difference is some people say that you don't go the first year. Some say you could go. What's the proper meaning? We hold Ladina that you're allowed to go. You're allowed to go visit the first. If you want, you can visit during the first year. However, you should not make any bakashas because we say it's brought down in Svarim that since for the first 12 months he's turning his own din. But if he's not Mavakash Shachan, just he's been misfiled there, really Mishmasai, then you could go during the first year. Can you use a baby monitor on Shabbos? What's a baby monitor? That, let's say you're in one room, and for some crazy reason you want to hear a baby cry in the middle of the night. So the question is, can you.
It's for a woman, right?
Huh? It's more for a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the men don't hear him anyway.
Are you allowed? Huh? Are you allowed to have a baby monitor?
Not a video one.
Huh?
Not a video monitor, but
no, the old-fashioned ones. The video ones has different problems today. But the regular baby monitors, you know, that we know of. You plug it in one room, you hear another room, and that's it. It's like an intercom, right? It's like an intercom.
Why is a video monitor any worse than a hotel?
Huh?
Why is a video
hotel?
You walk into a hotel and the video's on. You
don't care. Hey, you want to hear the baby cry?
You want to see the baby? Want to see the video?
Huh?
The video.
I don't know how it works, the video. I don't know. A few people ask me, I don't know how it works. A few people ask me about the video, new ones. I said, I don't know. You have to show it to me.
Right. You can see what's going on.
Huh?
But they want it. Isn't that silly?
I don't know if they have to see it. Okay? The Rekach called to Yishalmi that says, we're talking about baby monitors. The Rekach called to Yishalmi that says that Dafka, Kalim, that you're not Choshish, that don't do Malacha, there's no Issa Shvisis Kalim. But Kalim do Malacha, there's Issa Shvisis Kalim. The Beit Yosef and Simon Reshma involved brings down this Rekach and he asks on him, how can you say such a thing? We paskin, there's no Issa Shvisis Kalim. So Chayk Rishon Beisimo in the first parak of Shabbos, when we paskin, there's no Issa Shvisis Kalim. The Kalim is going from before Shabbos can continue. However, the Bach, the Chsam Sefer in Chedushim, in Shabbos Taf Yitzchaz, in Shuvis, in Chayim Sima, in Samach Gimel, and also by Yerabba, in Reshman Vav, they paskin like the Bach. And they say, Yer Shemayim should be Machma. It comes out a big Kiddush according to the Bach. If you hold like this, then you can't have a refrigerator running on Shabbos. Any Kvi Chashmal running on Shabbos, this is Kalim working on Shabbos. The truth is running. And according to that, you can't have any electric appliance connected on Shabbos. According to the, if you hold like the Bach, and you hold like the Chassam Sefer, and you hold like the Yerabba. However, the Chassam Sefer, says, the Issa Dafka, if it's a case where a person is Misayeya, Moshe, like a car, in his case is Machrisha, if you give a guy to use your plow on Shabbos, so this is Shvisis Kalim. Even you rent it to him, but your Kalim is not supposed to do Malacha. So maybe you can't rent it to a guy, or the same thing, you own a car rental. You can't rent out a car on Shabbos according to them, because since he's using on Shabbos, but the Stam doesn't do anything, there's no shutas, like a regular refrigerator, you plug it in, and no one's doing anything and helping, it's going automatic, then even according to Zakhtar Sam Seifa, even according to Rekach is Mutter. The Shlomo Zalman, in the Sefer Moreh Eish, she says, it's better, the best thing to be Eitzah Chol HaDeis, he gives a Bosh Eitzah, to be Eitzah all the Shvitas, a person every Erev Shabbos, she mafkol his Kalim. So, what? But still, if you mafka in front of three people, the Shita hold you can help it. It helps. So machlokes, the hefker shus helps or not. But the Shita hold is okay. So he says it should be mafka. So he has to hold Shitas. However, Ladina, he says, he's mekel. In the Mishabura, the Chal doesn't quote not the Bach, not the Rekach, nothing. Mishabura doesn't make no mention of it whatsoever. Also, Shmishab's Kachasai does not mention anything about this. So it comes out according to that, a baby monitor, you could be mako. However, what you should not do is you should not talk in it. Some people use the baby monitor on a time clock. Use it on a time clock. Shouldn't be running on Shabbos. That's set to go at, you know, night. They want to hear the baby only during the night, but during the day, they don't need to. So you have it on a time clock. So that you're running into a shayla of a machlekes and Moshe Chazanish and Atzri. If time clocks are mutter to use on electric appliance, Rav Moshe held that you should not use on electric appliance, you should not use a time clock. Not on refrigerators, not on the air conditioners, he held you shouldn't use a time clock. Mm-hmm. However, the Hatzri and the Chazanish hold that it's okay to use a time clock.
What's the case of Shusha's Kalim that the thing's not running?
Huh?
What's the case of Shusha's Kalim where the Kalim is not running? What's the
it doesn't want electricity, you know. It doesn't want, there's no.
It's got to be doing something in order to have the problem with
Shusha's
Kalim. What's it doing?
Let's say someone's mukza.
I'm asking you, what
Isser is your refrigerator doing? It's using electricity, it's not a real Isser.
It's electricity. It'll be something, it's something that probably doesn't run electrically, and it's a, someone that's also called a mukza, something like that. Christian Lathalis or something like that.
A hammer or a screwdriver.
A hammer, yeah, a good case. A hammer, someone's a Christian Lathalis, a hammer, screwdriver. So if I lent it out.
But I think a refrigerator is a lower of a category because it's not the luck of it. It's doing.
Yeah, but it's running on electricity.
So if somebody rents out a house.
It's not Medina, it's not Negei. I just wanted to tell you the broad shiva. But the mice Medina, we hope it's all okay.
But is there a problem with Jesus Kalim renting out the Kalim of
your... We hold Medina is no problem.
Nothing.
Nothing. If someone has a car rental, he's allowed to rent it out.
Something that you are not allowed, anything that would be a problem for you for Jesus Kalim.
You're allowed to rent it out to Shabbos. Right.
Why are microphones in front of us?
Huh?
Why are microphones?
Microphones that you're talking into it, you're causing electrical current to go. There's a problem with a lot of the microphones. Right.
Can you talk in the room where the monitor is located?
If you don't do the kavana, you're allowed to talk in your room, it's no problem. As long as you don't talk the kavana inside the. Right. Okay. Umbrella. Some people have outside in the backyard, it's warm outside, so they have like a table. With in table in the middle of the table is like a pole coming out. It's called a
patio umbrella.
Are you allowed to open it on Shabbos or not? The Shabbos, are you allowed to or not? So first, let's talk about opening umbrella. Can you open a regular umbrella on Shabbos? There are three shitas apaiskim. The Nevi Yehuda holds to open umbrella on Shabbos and to go on Shabbos besides this are carrying. Or even when there's an Erev, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed because it's oil. And he holds this is Shiloh from Issa Daraisa. And he says even further. And the other parts say the same thing also. Even if I open a bell for Shabbos, but you don't hold it for Shabbos over your head. So only when it's go outside, you put it up on your head. It's Issa Ayel Daraisa. That's the Shita of the Nebi Huda. Some Sefer argues on the Nebi Huda. And Tainas, it's only a binyan rishon. You don't keep the umbrella open the whole time. It's only a temporary thing. And right after you finish using it, you shut it. It's only been Yeshua, so he holds it's Asa Rabbanan. The third sheet is a Chazonish. Chazonish says it's made to open and close Pashtus, there should be no Issa. But the Chazonish ends off that sin, it's a Guf Echad, and it's there, Tashmisha, there's no Issa Oil. However, you're not allowed to, he says, the Shaila from Tikkumana, and Shaila from Ashra Milsa, and Gari Pizza. So Mela, you should not use it. However, a patio, you have outside the patio, you have these umbrellas that open up, you want to open it and close it, that the Chazayni says clearly, that's Mutal Chatzchil to open. Because since it's Kavua in one place, it's Kavua Mokam. You don't move the table, you keep it stationary in one place. Sometimes it's too sunny, so you open it. If you want the sun, you shut it. So since it's stationary, thus the Chazaynish, and Simonim Beis, Aizvav, he says, Yilmas is Kavu V'ayim Yilalta. And he speaks out also, who had an awning? Sometimes people have in front of their bedrooms, they want the sunshine to come in. So have like a crank. It's used on electric, some people have it ready, more fancy people have it. You press the button and then it opens and closes. But in the old times used to be, you used to have to crank it. So open and close it. Also, since it's Kavu V'Omed, you're allowed to open and close it. There's no issue of being a steerer. There's no issue of making oil.
You don't have to leave it up in the tap.
What?
You don't have to leave it up in the tap.
In the corner from side, it's okay. Patio is okay. And according to everyone, it's okay. Patio, everyone else is okay to open on Shabbos.
Why?
Because it's Kavu V'Omed.
But it's oil. You're making an oil?
Doesn't make cool. It's made to open and close. It's nothing.
Why? A regular umbrella, according to the Navi Huda and according to some Sefer.
Yeah.
What's the issue? This opening, closing it, or putting it over your head?
Over your head.
So you're saying that you're allowed to open it. You're allowed to open and close the umbrella. There's no shadow of
what
making
mean?
An oil.
By opening itself, there's no issue because you're not being mishtamish tachtov. So only when you put it over your head, then there's the issue. It might be shadow for muksa. Might be shadow for muksa. You have no tzarech. Unless you find some tzarech for it.
The
krisha lach to issa.
What's
the issa? This is to make oil.
According to the patio.
Yeah.
Lift up is the issa.
Right, you know.
Well, in your house, you know the kids, they make tents and things. If you do, you
that's know. A different shayla. Children play, and they put a few chairs together, and they put a blanket, and they play house. If they give a chenich at home, they can't do it. They make an oil on Shabbos.
Well,
If they give a chinuch, you're not allowed to.
What by the patio umbrella? According to the Noi Rabbi Huda, you're saying it's mutter because it's kibbuah, it's not making an oil?
Right, it's made to open and close.
But it's still making an oil.
It's mesukkah and I meant to do it to open and close.
And therefore it's an oil already, even though it's closed? You're not
right.
Making an
you're
oil?
Not make, it's not going to make an oil.
So what's the baby carriage? Is that considered a small
baby carriage? If it's connected already beforehand, you're allowed to open and close on Shabbos.
Right. Huh? If the keli is made like this, it's only keeping money. If that's the keli,
the chazanish is a shitasa in many places. He holds even to open a light. He holds a tick of money. You know, he says to open a light. One is he says baina. Sometime with chazanish holds. If you open a light on Shabbos, besides this havar, other shurim, you're baina. That's very right. Take a look at the sefer. Other people are going to say, listen, it's made to open and close. But this is the Chazan Yishal.
Right. Then if you have a baby carriage and you add some, you put a blanket on top to get more shade for the baby, that's a problem?
It might be a problem. It's not connected to the...
Connected.
I tell people they should connect it before Shabbos, they should connect it to the hood. Or you have, sometimes you have these, you know, for mosquitoes. And bees shouldn't come. What do you call a netting. Put a netting on it. You should connect it to the hood before Shabbos.
A rain thing also plastic? It's made for those clothes?
Say, it should be connected. It should be before Shabbos. All right.
If you want to just walk in with the baby to somebody's house.
Yeah.
And you don't have a hood for the thing. Now I put blanket on top of it.
If you put it on top of the baby, if there's open space under it, it's oil, then you got a problem. So what you're doing is... No, but you're doing it such a way where it's not tefach. It shouldn't be tefach. As long as it's not tefach, then you got it. How come in Russia you don't walk in a place when we don't walk with baby with rings? That's all. You got a problem. What?
Even though things can get through.
What?
There's an Easter oil on Nevi.
Yeah.
Where things can get through it.
What do you mean? What's the name there for?
Just the mosquitoes from rain, everything else can get through it.
That's for bugs. So you should out oil off bugs. Okay. That's still this oil. Still this oil. Yeah. All right. When attending a dinner of institution, how much of the fee can be deducted from MISA? Let's say a place the place. They charge $180 for a couple to come. What do you? Can you take off nicer money? Can't you take it off? Because the institution has expense. They probably pay $50 a plate, so they make $80. What? You pay more? Yeah. Okay, whatever they pay. Whatever they pay. They have an expense. Let's say, don't give me a marshal. You're paying $180. It costs the institution for two people $100. Okay. Okay. So the question is, do I take off $80, or I figure out what it costs me stuff at home? Stuff at home cost me, what is it, $10, $15, $20? Where's it going? How much you take off from Moshe Meitzer? So the expenses, Rav Moshe has a tshuva on it, has a few tshuvas on it. And he says, and the same thing speaks out to Aruch HaShulchan, that you're allowed to take off Aruch HaShulchan's Rav and test this cotton rav. Rav Moshe in Chashamish v'Chalodei Simen Nunches, he says, they both say that whatever your expenses at home, that you take a, let's say it costs, let's say $180 for two tickets, and now you cost your supper at home cost you $20, so $160 you could take off from Moshe Meitzer. Even if the institution is not making $160, they're making, let's say, even $80, $60, $50, they're not making a penny. It's all the expenses with all the advertising they put into dinners today and so on, and all the other things they do to promote it. They probably don't make much money from but they want you to be there. So in Mela, the dinners, you're allowed to take off all anything besides the cost of your supper at home.
And
what about babysitting?
They
say it costs you babysitting. Sometimes you pay $10 an hour babysitting, and you're out for 5-6 hours, it's another $60. And also, gas. You have to go all the way to conference center, downtown, sometimes you have to pay parking also. Can I take off Moshe Meitzer? It's a double parachute, you can take off Moshe Meitzer also. Any expenses you have, the covered, what?
Car.
That they'll pay it back in Shemayim.
Right.
What about going to any kind of mitzvah? You're going to the Sechas Mitzvah. Okay, if you normally won't go, you're just going to the Sechas Mitzvah, you can take my money. As sometimes people call me that they want to go to a friend's chasa, they can't afford it, and the friend wants them there very much. So the Ashid is a whole Fedvah Mitzvah. You can also take off my Mois Maisa. So find a ticket, you can take off from Mois Maisa. Yeah. Right.
You have today many times that the dinners are sponsored by a person.
Yeah.
So it's not even, even though the people pay to go.
Yeah.
But there's also a sponsor for the dinner.
So you mean doesn't
cost the dinner?
Double dipping.
I mean, 100% profit.
So double dipping. So who's going to get the mic?
That's very.
No, that's huh?
That happens a lot. I know that I'll call them. I said, "Were you fully sponsored?"
Even fully sponsored, still. What it costs you expenses that you can't take off. Your expenses are $20. Anything above that you can take off from myself.
What so you can take another donation then.
No. Don't get carried away.
Together of a meal,
like by Matanus of Yom, you
stay
$5. You have to be honest. No, you don't have to do whatever it costs your wife when she serves supper. Depends what she serves. Hamburgers, what she serves? A piece of chicken, what does it cost? $20, huh? Huh? If she's that nice, shouldn't give peanut butter and jelly, then economy. Okay, gotta be honest with yourself, okay? All right. If someone is old, what?
Can I have
the
usual question?
You can try. You can ask.
I'm not a robber anymore. It's after 10 o'clock. I'm just curious. While we're unusual questions, this is like the show of making a mishabera, where the gabbai stops and everyone says a name.
Reb Chaim.
Where did it start, and is it?
Reb Chaim Kamenetsky writes it's wrong minute. Reb Chaim Kamenetsky says it's a wrong minute. He says a special segula that the gabbai should say all the names. No, so some shuls they start a new minhag since it wastes time. So what they do is the gabbai gets to the names. Then everyone calls out from the seat, call out the names. So maybe it takes time. So Chaim Kamenetsky, that's wrong. It's a special segula that the gabbai should say it. See how chashuv the gabbai is. You see.
When you want to make a mishpat with somebody in the shul, everybody should call out the name. It shouldn't take so much time.
What do you mean?
When the guy gets the name, we should bear for him,
everybody
should call out the name.
All right. What they should do, what they should do is charge each name. That's what they should do. They'll cut it down.
The Gabbai,
when he says it. The one who's saying the Mishmer, the one who's the Gabbai saying the Mishaber, he's the one that has the Kayach of Fush Leimah. That's what he writes. It's not printed in his name. Alright. I don't know. I never saw it before. It's just a 9 minute because. Alright. What? Everyone calls out? He probably is not aware of Chaim Kamenetsky said it. Alright.
So there's no basis for it whatsoever.
What? Everyone calls out? I don't know the basis. I never saw it anywhere. But this is what I saw. Right.
It's good, you don't have to check it in Zibura.
Huh? Still, but you want the chayav to get some out well. This is a schus, then why shouldn't... Okay. What? That's a different shayla. Right. Someone is owed a large sum of money, and the borrower simply refuses to pay. I owe you $1,000. I have the money. I don't want to pay you. Sometimes the geya, so I get the calls from people. Sometimes the geya, thousands upon thousands. Sometimes $100,000. Sometimes $1 million. He owes me money. He doesn't want to pay. Can the lender take him straight to Akois? Does he have to go to a bezin first? I want to go straight to Akois, or do you have to first go to a bezin? Because when you want to call someone to a bezin. Anyone who tried the test, you to call someone and go to Bezin. If he wants to stall, there are many stalling tactics. He says, I don't want to go to your Bezin, I want to go to this Bezin. Or he says, I want to zeh barer lecha. I don't want to go to Bezin. You choose one, I choose one. So that could take weeks and months. He could schlep, and he says, you choose this guy, I don't like the guy. You don't like this guy, he could schlep once. He goes straight to smoke and court, or it's, I don't know how much amount is smoke and court, but let's say it's above that. He goes straight to court. And secondly, when I go, it takes him to court, I have to hire a lawyer. Can I charge also, besides getting my money back, go to court, can I charge the court costs? What do it cost for attorney? Can I charge attorney fees also? Besides, I owe you $20,000. Attorney fees could be sometimes $5,000. Can I charge you now $25,000? Are you allowed to do that or not?
He admits he owes the money?
He admits. Everyone agrees. He has a signed paper. Huh?
So what do you need a benefit
for? So 1 second.
The money.
It's a machlokes in the Paiskim. In the Sefer Aruch HaShulchan, not the Aruch HaShulchan we know of, the Svarish Aruch HaShulchan. So the Svarish, one of the Svarish Paiskim, it's called Aruch HaShulchan, and also it brings down Shuvas Mabit, they still have to go to Bezdin. Still have to go to Bezdin. However, there are Paiskim that hold, Pisachayshah and other Paiskim hold, that if he agrees he owes that amount of money, then the din is, you're allowed to go straight to HaKoyz. But it's like the Tzorchin. However, there's a Chuvas Masham in the Chel Gimel Kuf Tzad Ches, and also Chel Gimel Sum Sam Chay, he brings on the Ashkosh and goes straight to HaKoyz. This is Minus Chassidus to go to Gevishus Bezdin. So I tell people, if you feel it's going to take two shlep, you want the money, he's been dragging on so long, and then you can go straight to HaKoyz. The reason is, because you're using the Issa going HaKoyz, it's spoken that in Choshimish, but Simcha Chavav, it talks about the Chaymer Issa of going to HaKoyz, Koyz of Teres Maisha, and so on, is only if you go to court, the court should pass in the Shaila. You know, if you want to know, the din is we have a Shulchan Aruch. So you go to HaKoyz, and they pass according to their days. Kinegas Shulchan Aruch. So it's Koyfer Bikas, Koyfer Teres Maisha. But if you're using the court only as a collection agency, you're only collecting. They're not passing the shayla. I go to the judge and I show him a piece of paper. Listen, he's an IOU. He owes me $100,000, and he's not paying up. And like he's not. I want you to court order. I can go up to his nechassim, go up to his buildings, whatever it is. I can go. Can I do that or not? So, if you're using the court only as a collection agency, the din is you're allowed to. And I'll be doing it. I tell people you could do that as long as he agrees he owes you that amount of money. However, can you charge the attorney fees or not? So that there is a shach. The shach in Hichas Dayanim, the shach says that if you want that the person should pay you for the attorney's fees, then you should give a shus bezin. That's when it's better. If you know it's going to cost you a lot of money going to HaKoyz, and you want him to pay all the attorney fees, because sometimes it can run up a strong bill, a high bill. So you could tell him that you want. You could go to Bezdin, you get a Shus Bezdin. Once you get a Shus Bezdin, then you can charge him also for attorney fees also. And I tell people, the best thing to do is you should write a letter to the person or notify him. Say, listen, I got a Shus Bezdin. Notify him, I have a Shus Bezdin to go to HaKoyz. And you should know, you're not only going to have to pay for what you owe me, but you're going to have to pay all the attorney fees. And I'm going to get a high class attorney that charges, what's the highest rate? $500, $600 an hour, whatever it is.
Unlimited.
You charge $1,000. Whatever is an hour.
Depends on
what you want. Huh?
Right?
Yeah. So you have to do it. You got a question?
Okay. Yes. If somebody admits that they owe the money, then you can go to your college.
Yeah.
What is that admission?
You must be a lawyer.
I've been involved in this,
yeah.
Where a person, the only way to understand what that person said is a hodah. That's the only way. But he didn't come out and explicitly say, I owe the money. Is that a hodah?
You mean get him to say it?
What happens if he doesn't say it? But everything about it, the only way to understand what he wrote.
I would say you should speak it with a Rav. Ask the Rav, does this give me a reshus to go straight to court? I think, huh?
Your
A rav is enough for that. You go to huh? Depends on what the case is. What is this? You need chatzki shket. Yeah, it needs to be shus mashama. Shus from okay. But we try to get a shus bezin to cover your basis, because he could go take you to court. He could take a bezin. Anyway, I should have to pay the attorney's fees. So you get yourself a shus bezin, then you cover your basis. Yeah.
What is the definition?
He's money. He tells you I owe you money. He owes you the money.
Something less than that,
depends what the case is. That's why I said you should speak it over to Rav. Thomson knows enough. If it's clearly written in, yeah, if he has something written, it's written mitzav. He has it there. You have an IOU. I lent you $50,000. And he has no proof to say they paid it back. You can take it that course. The only shy that comes up a lot is if there's nothing in writing. Nothing in writing. So you should speak to the person. And if he tells you, listen, I'll pay it back. You just wait. He keeps on pushing off year after year and so on. But if money owes you the money, then you can go to court for that. What? Another shyla. To give Hagman Galila to two brothers. We know there's halacha that you should not give Aliyah, two brothers, one after another Aliyah, father and a son. You don't give Aliyah because of Ein Hara. There's even a Shaila of grandparents and a grandchild. Can you give them Aliyah? The minig is to be machmer. There are some shittas that are mekel, that if it's the grandchild from the daughter, you know, it's not Ben Acha Ben, but Ben Acha Bas, then there are some shittas that make up a muffin tzareh. However, Hagman Galila, the Paiskin, the Shomer Tzalocha means down Paiskin, that say that it's okay, you're allowed to do, by Hagman Galila it's okay. The reason is because you don't call up. The most you say, Yamad Hagman Galila, and so on. You should not call. So if you give it to two brothers, if they call the name, if it's two brothers, then you shouldn't. Outside her.
You call them
up without the name, that's all. You don't say name. As long as you don't say the name, then there's no kshash of marasayim, and you could be mekel. I mean.
Why did I
her? Huh? Because I'll say it's her, because one after another, you have two children, one after another. There's some people, you know, I know some people that don't walk in the street with all their children because they're not her. They have to go down a different street. They go come later, whatever it is. Some people are mocked on these things. What bracha do you make on peanut butter? Simple shayla. What bracha do you make on peanut butter? No, anyone can tell me what bracha you make on peanut butter? Huh? The chunky for sure you make, Adama. But there's a regular smooth peanut butter. What bracha you make on it? Huh? Oh? Smach leikis. Smach leikis. Nistefes zaita bracha quotes Reb Shlomo Zalman that says you make a shahakel. A shahakel. In the sefer, that's the sefer in Zaita bracha. And in Rabbi Forth, in his book on brachas, he says you might make a bar piyadama. According to what I heard once many years ago from a maisha, we didn't talk peanut butter, but he says, if it's, this is what he said, he once said, important you say. Someone asked him, what do you make on instant potatoes? You know, it's, they make it into powder, and then afterwards they put water to it, and it looks like a potato. So it looks like a potato. So the question is, what bracha you make? So Moshe came out with Tati Chiddush, and he says, you make Adama. So someone asked him, but it's a powder form. So he came with a chiddush and said, it's chayzavanir. Chayzavanir usually is in Yodea. Those who learn Yodea, chayzavanir. It was both Mashish and chayzavanir. So he said the same thing to her. It's chayzavanir. So according to that, it would seem to me the same thing with peanut butter. It's k'en chayzavanir. And it would be the same. I would say the same thing also. Applesauce, Pringles is different shayla. Maybe next week. You want to talk about next week? Pringles, huh? First of all, Pringles. Ramesh held on Pringles. You make my child on Pringles, you make Adam also. He said that also. Chazani on Pringles also. But today, the way I understand, even the one who are chaylik on Ramosha, how do you make Adam? Because today, Amor used to make the potatoes into a powder, and then he used to form a Pringle. However, it looks like a chip. But today they already take potatoes and they just make it thin and so on.
Real potato?
It's a real potato. No? Were you there lately? I know they change back and forth. Because it's mamish, it's a peanut. It looks like peanut. It's not nishtan lagami. It's still make adama. Applesauce. You make applesauce, you make adama. Eggs also.
If
it's homemade applesauce, you make a eggs.
Even though it's completely ground.
Ground, right. Have homemade applesauce. The ones that are made commercially, that you make charcoal.
Why?
Because since they put in additives in it, so it changes the color. You need two things to change the bracha. One has to be nisasa kagame, and has to change the color.
If it's natural apples, you buy in the store.
If it's natural, then it looks like they cooked apples.
No, it's completely ground.
Then you make a by pH. Okay, we'll stop here. No, DNA.